Dear Christian.
Yes, Prudence.
May I ask of thee a question or two more?
Yea, please.
Do you think sometimes of the country from whence you came?
Yes, but that with much shame and detestation.
Not with desire of returning?
Truly, if I had been mindful of that country from whence I came out, I should have returned ere this. But I desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one.
Do you not yet bear away with you some of the inner desires that you cherished in former times?
Yes, but greatly against my will, especially my inward and carnal thoughts, thoughts with which all my countrymen, as well as myself, once took greatest delight. But now, every time such thoughts seek to cross my mind, they cause me grief and shame.
Why so?
Why, because in my little book it doth say, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus."
Do you ever find that at certain times you have victory over temptations, which at other times completely vanquish you?
Oh, yes. I do wish my victories could be more consistent.
When thou art victorious over said temptations, can you remember by what means you find yourself the victor?
Well, let me consider. For one thing, it always happens when I think of what I saw on the cross, when I behold him hanging there, and I see that when I do sin, I add yet another stripe to his back. Why, at such times carnal desire hath no power over me.
When else?
When I behold this fine broidered coat, woven in the loom of heaven, I see that when I surrender to my carnal thoughts, my coat begins to become stained and worn. But when I think of how this is proof of my salvation, and given by he that died for me, why, I get me the victory, and it shines forth again all bright and shiny new.
When else?
Also, when I look into the roll that I carry in my bosom, that will do it too. And when my thoughts wax warm about whither I am going, that will also do it.
Then thou hast found the keys to consistent victory, hast thou not?
Why, verily, it doth seem I have. If I would but choose to think continually upon these things, then sin would have no power over me. I could ever walk in the sunshine of victory.
'Twas thus that your Lord and Master did get his victory over the world, over the flesh, and over the devil.
Then may I do the same? Can it be so?
Thou mayest, if thou wilt do these things, and yet two more.
Being what?
First, you must decide that at the very first approach of evil, you will turn instantly from beholding it, and cry unto thy Lord for help.
I can do that. What else?
When the world, or the flesh, or the devil yet seem to tempt thee, thou must cast in their face the words of Scripture, as did our Lord Jesus.
What doth this do?
The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, doth cut and hack them so terribly sore, that they must soon retire from the conflict.
Why, herein is a marvelous thing.
'Tis because the Word of God is creative and alive. When we believe that the Word of God can do what it says it can do, and when we depend upon that Word only to do what it says it will do, then is all the power of heaven at our command.
Then, by keeping my thoughts upon heavenly things, and by being instant in prayer, and by quickly drawing the word of God, I may be as a warrior that never loseth a battle.
Thou dost begin to understand. Now there is only the application of what thou hast learned.
And that I shall do henceforth.